T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3:48, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Deontay Johnson out for Steelers-Browns. And the social media reaction as soon as the news came down was rather interesting. This is a guy that I had pegged as the Steelers' number one wide receiver before the season started. I thought he was going to make a huge jump this year. And he was kind of sort of on the way to doing that. Roethlisberger was throwing to him more than any other wide receiver. But he did have his hiccups along the way, some fumbling issues, bad hands. It seemed like he would get off to a kind of a rocky start and wasn't always on the same page with his quarterback. But the guy gets open, and that's why Ben keeps throwing the ball, because it's not a hard throw. It's an easy one because he tends to get space from defensive backs. But now he's hurt. Now he's out. And it was just interesting to see, guys, the way social media reacted to this, because – it seemed like there was more excitement that it meant Chase Claypool was going to get a bigger opportunity in the offense again in this game. And I wonder if either one of you had the same reaction when you found out Johnson was out, Dorn.
No, I think these receivers for the Steelers, I think everybody's going to catch a heater at some point this year. Obviously, we saw Chase Claypool last game. I mean, a huge game, 4 touchdowns. It was ridiculous, a rushing touchdown. I think that Juju is going, you're going to start seeing Juju get more passes thrown his way and be open a little bit more, because teams are going to start focusing on Claypool, and then it's going to go to Juju, and then Deontay Johnson's going to come back, and then he's going to catch a heater, and then maybe James Washington is. I think that that's kind of, in my mind, how this season for this wide receiver group is going to play out. You know, I mean, not to say there's going to be drop-off from like a Claypool or a Deontay Johnson, but somebody is going to catch a heater for a couple games.
But it just doesn't seem like Steelers fans are bothered or disappointed or concerned that Johnson is going to be out for this game.
Well, how can you be concerned? I mean, in people's minds, whatever you see a guy last week and a rookie score 4 touchdowns, and they're like, oh, man, shoot, I don't care if Deontay, whoever his name is going to be out this week. We got Chase Claypool. That's exactly what they're thinking.
I didn't know that fan was like a combination of multiple people with a little Dave Wonstead thrown in there. Oh, shoot. I think there's recency bias at play there. You just saw Chase Claypool show out in a way that literally no other wide receiver in league history has. No other wide receiver has that stat line in terms of 3 receiving touchdowns and a rushing touchdown in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling that way just because I still think a receiving core that is minus Deontay Johnson is lesser for his absence overall. And this is a game that I think the Steelers are going to need to score a lot of points to win. That's not to say that I don't think Chase Claypool might have another big game. He might, because Cleveland's secondary is not that great.
What would you call a big game?
Down
players. What would you consider
2
a big
touchdowns.
Game? Okay, mm-hmm. So you're just going by scoring plays?
Yeah, because I think right now he's still enough of an unpolished gem, just because he's so early in his career, that I rate him almost entirely on, does he make some big splash plays and get in the end zone?
Yahoo Sports, their algorithm spit out a projection for Claypool. I don't know if it's the same computer that Mueller uses to make projections, Craig. I'm not sure if Yahoo uses the same sophisticated program that Mueller has at his disposal.
The gut system.
No,
remember
he had a computer that he used?
Yeah.
That used to produce numbers and stats and things of that
Craig,
nature.
It was like
I'm pretty sure we lost
computer.
That another fire back here.
Oh,
we had another house fire? All right, well, hold on. I still have the record of the program here. It went, I punch in Claypool's name, computer go, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep.
Okay.
Have to do another calculation. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
God. There it is. Yes.
Boy, survived the fan house fire. Unbelievable.
Yahoo's projection for Claypool in this game is 5 catches, 89 yards, no touchdowns. Would you sign up for that? Either one of you guys? 5 catches, 89 yards?
That's an objectively good game for a wide receiver. You put a guy on a 90-yard-per-game pace, you're going to get like a 1,440-yard season from a receiver. So.
Well, it's like chasing, you know, whenever you're betting and you're on a streak and then you lose and you want to chase and try to get back that money. Like, it's hard to chase the game and chase, I guess, what would that be? Ironically, chase the game that Chase had last week.
Yeah, I'm doing that for my fantasy team I'm doing that for my fantasy team, Doran, because I didn't start him and forgot to take Julio Jones out and lost as a result. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that the Johnson absence is a bigger deal against this team in particular because Cleveland is much weaker against the pass than they are the run. And I think Johnson is the embodiment of the type of receiver that fits the way Roethlisberger wants to play right now. It's a lot of shorter stuff. It's a lot of short intermediate routes. It's a lot of crossing routes. It's a lot of stuff over the middle of the field. And I think Johnson has proven to be, in those shorter throws, their best player. So
they're also going to have to maybe get the ball out quicker because Myles Garrett's going to be on the other side. Like, there might not be time if he is as good as he's been all year at rushing the passer to set up some of those deep shots.
I'm saying that's not an adjustment. The Steelers' offense has already been doing that this year.
I hear you.
It's not out of character for them. And I just, when I think of the way Roethlisberger has played, the wide receiver who I think fits that the best is Johnson because in a short amount of time, he can get open faster than the other guys.
I 100% agree with that. 100%. I just played a play in my head of Johnson using a move off the line and how he creates that separation that you talked about in the beginning of the segment. And he does it better than anybody. He really does. If he's pressed, you know he's going to get open, create separation, and Ben's going to get out of his hands quick, and he's going to make a catch. And I totally agree with what you just said. Those short passes, those shallow crosses, and those mesh routes that are going across the middle, he does that very well, and Ben does love that. He loves a guy that can go across the field and create separation and man coverage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.